We're back on Tampa Bay Today at Money Talk 1010 a.m. I am Schreiner, and we're going to be sitting down with John Turner. That's right, Turner Productions, the man behind Florida's largest home show, is here with me right now, and we're going to be talking about what to expect, what to see, and maybe what kind of trouble he's going to get into, because I know from past history with John that every time he has one of those shows, and you've been doing this for 35 years now, multiple shows a year all over North America, even up into Canada.
Yes, that's right.
And you always find something new, don't you?
Well, we make it our job to find something new.
I mean something new for you in your own home. You'd figure that after all these years, your home would be perfect.
It has been remodeled 19 times. that's a tough thing. I probably will stop now.
You think so?
Yeah.
You think so?
No, I was kidding because I'm walking around the show looking around going, I like this, I like that,
yeah.
I like something else.
Yeah, that was a great thing. Getting here early and walking around, you know, I started talking to some of the vendors going, I'm going to have to come back by after the show because I need that. I need what you have.
Schreiner, you know what? One of the most interesting things about home improvement is, you know, there's a cycle, and some of the manufacturers are putting out new products now to the degree that if you were to have bought the same kind of a product 3 years ago, it's just better now. It's like a new cell phone or a new computer or whatever.
Right.
And the home improvement industry is almost at that pace.
Right. Well, because it's a combination of, technology, number one, and the incorporation of technology into some of the products and services. But there's also, they're applying that technology to new tools, the application of all these different things you can do to your home. So, yeah, things are changing really fast.
I mean, for an example, you could throw your air conditioner away that was 5 or 6 years old and probably buy a new one and be ahead of the game 2 years from now because
right.
the SEER rating's so high. I mean, so everything's getting more energy efficient. We're actually getting smarter.
Are there some new exhibitors here that have caught your attention?
There's always new exhibitors, and they come from all over the country. Tampa's become a halfway, you know, a market where people are digging it. It's one of the five most likely places to move. Look at all the number of people that are moving into Florida.
So. Oh, yeah. We're one of the fastest-growing states in the country. We're the third largest state in the country, and our population growth isn't slowing down. I don't have the numbers in front of me, but there are hundreds of people moving to the state every single day.
Well, you know, you're watching people like the big track builder homes. They're buying tens of thousands of acres of land and continuing on. And so the most interesting thing I find there is people will buy a new home and immediately repaint it, redo it, and that's from a new home. So what's happening is people buy a new home that live in an older home, somebody buy the older home, and it starts all over again. So it's a process where the folks who come out here to the home show can see all kinds of things that they can do, talk to the experts, and stop and not make a mistake that they might have made otherwise.
Right.
You
know, and
I painted my house 6 times before I finally got the right color, and that wasn't my and then it was not done by me, it was done by somebody else. So that was a big, you know, learning process for John.
Right. Well, inside and or outside?
No, just inside.
Just the inside?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was still expensive.
It can be. Unless
for you to get done and go, I hate that.
Oh, right. Well, when you're doing, and especially if you're doing it yourself and you're spending the time, and you can learn all the tricks in the world from Brian Santos, the wall wizard, well, but it's still an effort.
He's actually the one that came out and said, what are you doing?
Yeah, I didn't know that. I had no idea how to paint. I painted, countless hours painting and repainting. I can't tell you how many shades of yellow I put on top, one on top of another, until a certain someone was satisfied that the shade was right.
Right.
And the entire time, and it wasn't just do a sample. It was, no, do the whole room. Then 2 days later, I don't like it. Let's do it again next weekend.
Right.
And I didn't know how to paint.
Well, you know, you're touching on something that's a real benefit to the show. There's obviously no cost to sit and listen to Brian talk about all the things that he knows about. He's got years of experience. He's,
right.
he's a chemist, and he knows color charts like better than anybody in the country that I know of. So, you know, as you look around the show, you can use Brian as an example. Let's say you paint a room. That means you might want to then change the drapes. You might want to change the flooring. You might want to change your appliances. It all starts with colors.
Right.
And so, you know, and as the colors come out of Europe and follow us into the United States, it's still this year a shade of gray, but it's a different shade of gray than it was last year.
Right. So, he also said we're getting into some purples and things as
well.
And it's weird how fashion plays into the colors we use at home and the materials we use at home. The other thing that he was talking about when I spoke with him yesterday was salvageable materials, reused, recycled elements to bring those into the home are already popular, and it's just growing. That's going to be the trend for several years now.
Well, you know, I hate to tell you, but I have a purple sofa.
How long have you had the purple sofa?
2 years.
So, because you saw the colors coming.
I saw it coming, and boy, does it look awesome.
Yeah.
You know? And so those bright colors make you feel better sometime.
Yes. And by the way, yeah, there is a very emotional connection. If you have, like, I had a dark room at one point. I bought a house, and it had a lot of dark wood paneling,
right.
And it felt oppressive. And I didn't like painting the wood, but I had to lighten it up, and I went white, and oh my emotional feeling being in home, sitting on the couch the other day, was skyrocketing.
Well, you're right again, Schreiner. The the fact that where do we spend our most time, at work or at home? And obviously,
it feels like at work.
It does feel like at work. But when you go home, what do you want to do? You want to recharge your battery so you can go back out again. You know, and that's one of the things that coming out to the home show can do for you, because you know sometimes you walk in the door and you say, well, I might want to buy a spa, or I might want to get a screen room. Some people come with a purpose. Others come with no purpose. And many times, just coming with no purpose is a great way to come, because you can look at those things and go, I really like that. And I might not have thought about it before, but I'd like it now. And being able to talk to the people that build those things and can help you save a lot of time.
Right. And what I was telling people earlier today was to go into every room in their house where they feel there's a need to do something, take a few pictures, then bring them here to the home show, and you can start to look at that room as you're looking at the products and see what might fit or how it would look. It can start to get those creative gears going as you make your decisions on what to do moving forward.
Well, if you were to take pictures of your house, you would find something wrong in the picture that you might not have found if you were looking at it just straight up. You're right. Because if you go there day after day after day, after a while, you don't see it.
Yeah, we get acclimated or accustomed or just comfortable with where our situation is, and then you forget about it. And that's why we were also talking. You're the one who pointed this out to me, and I started paying attention this holiday season. You pointed out this to me in September, that with the holidays coming, if you're visiting someone else's house or, heaven forbid, your whole family's invading yours, that's when you start looking around going, it would be easier if we did this, if we had updated here, if we had these elements of furnishings. And, of course, your family will not be shy about telling you either.
I think your family will tell you the truth.
Yeah.
You know, we think that really looks ugly.
Right.
You know, yeah.
And it doesn't necessarily take a bottle of wine before they get to that point. It could be right when they walk in the door.
Right. You know, the other thing that is possible is, you mentioned something about Brian Santos, the Wall Wizard, talking about being able to blend the old with the new.
Right.
And that's the other thing the home show is good for, because as you look around, it's not necessarily that you'd have to come here and spend a lot of money, because that's not true. You could spend a lot of money if you want to.
Yeah.
But it's more of a place to get ideas and find out ways to make your place look nicer than it looks already, and bring it up to speed. And sometimes, you know, if your things are old enough and they need to be replaced, well, then that's a situation too. But the opportunity that exists here by spending nothing just to get ideas is great.
Right, but just to reset, we're talking with John Turner from Turner Productions, who has been doing this for 35 years, and we are now at the Florida State Fairgrounds.
I was only 12 when I started, too, by the way.
You keep saying that. You believe that, and you'll feel it.
Right.
So John's been doing this for forever. We are out here for the next 3 days, today and tomorrow, Friday, Saturday. The hours are 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. We're already open today. Then then Sunday is 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. And if it's inside or outside your home, if it's furnishings, if it's paint, if it's structural, we went through this the last time in September under the threat of a hurricane, which never happened. We were able to get through the show, and people started to realize they needed to make changes to their home. We can continue to do that today. The windows that are available, the solar solutions that are available for you to empower your home in case you're in a situation where, you know, the power company can't get you the juice you need, you'll be able to take care of your family.
Well, the time to fix things are before they need to be fixed.
Right, and guess when hurricane season starts?
Yeah.
5 months.
Yeah. You know, the roofing guy has one of the affordable roofing in the show has a very good topic they talk about. They say, fix your roof before it leaks.
Right, before, not after, before.
Yeah, and you know, and that's just a simple take a look and see, is it time to fix it?
Right, that would be David with affordable roofing.
Yeah, I mean, that's the truth, because once it leaks, you got a bigger problem than just replacing the roof. You got, now you got an inside problem.
Oh, yeah.
And mold, and then it goes on.
Right, so. Mold and paint and everything else from the interior. So every once in a while, it's good to do a check.
Right.
And so. The great thing, another thing about the home show, is you're going to be here literally standing in front of the experts who have the answers you need.
Right.
If you're not sure, ask a question. You know, and by the way, it doesn't cost anything to ask a question.
Well, that's a value in itself right there.
Right. You to have the expert there so that you can talk about it and find out and start making decisions, start putting a plan of action together. I love that about affordable roofing, and he's right. You know, there are things that you can do now that will keep your expenses and the hassle down moving forward.
Happened to me, so I'm talking to you from firsthand experience.
Yeah. No. Yeah, matter of fact, just recently, and I talked to Brian Santos about, I got a copy of his book on how to paint because we had an issue in my parents' home where there was the leak.
I think
and we started to see that stain on the ceiling.
Yeah, I think you can hardly find, if you ask every friend that you know and every person you know, somebody would say, yeah, the same thing happened to us.
Same thing happened to us, yeah.
That's what preventative maintenance is good for. And, you know, there again, home show, talking to the folks here that are the experts is a real value and a good day out.
All right, John, we're doing 3 shows a year with you.
Yes.
And the next one, just to give everybody a little heads up, in the spring, we'll also have a focus on outdoor and garden, correct?
Well, garden has become just a category that's on fire. People are landscaping like crazy, and that has to do with a lot of new houses. And, when the house is built, a lot of the folks spend all the money on the house and leave little budget for landscape.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're rethinking it, and the landscape companies and the outdoor lighting and all the things that make the outside of the house as gorgeous as the inside.
Yeah, we talk about the oasis of your home.
Yeah, and that's really what it is. I mean, there's, you know, with the new LED lights, it's affordable to have lights outside that you can never, that you would have never said, well, is it worth $150 a month for me to spend to light up my house
right,
outside? Now you can do it for $10.
Right, and they're not as hot. The heat factor is down, and they can be hidden.
Right.
There's so much they can do with the LEDs that during the day when you don't need them, you don't see these gaudy bulbs hanging everywhere. Mm-hmm. But at night when it's time, it just lights up your space. It's beautiful. We have the Tree Depot here as well. We'll be talking to them at some point today, I hope, because I've seen some of the displays that they have set up outside. They did a butterfly garden. They did a Florida sustainable garden, as well as several little one-off tall tree. I don't even know what to call them. It's almost like art sculptures, the way they put those plants together.
Well, that's all of the same kind of situation we're talking about here now. It's a talent.
Right.
Behind the person doing it.
Well, you do an amazing job pulling it all together, John. Thank you so much for being here. I really appreciate you.
Great. Good to be with you, Friday.
Right. Thank you. John Turner from Florida's Largest Home Show. You can go to bighomeshow.com or floridaslargesthomeshow.com to get all the information and come out here the next 3 days, Friday and Saturday, today and tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m., and then on Sunday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. We are live from Florida's Largest Home Show at the Florida State Fairgrounds on Money Talk 1010 a.m.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.